Hare Krishna. This Kartik inspiration is about Krishna's supreme purity. There are two types of purity. One is that the person remains always pure and does nothing to contaminate himself. The second is that he's purifying all others who come in contact with him. Krishna is in these two ways the supreme pure. First of all, he purifies all of those sinful souls who come in contact with him. And second, he himself is never ever contaminated by anything impure. Let us look at the example of the sun. The sun can purify even impure places on which the sun rays shine. And the sun himself never becomes covered by any darkness or anything which is could be considered impure. So Krishna is pure like that. I think this is very, very important for us to consider. And there is an example. The example of someone who was purified by coming in contact with Krishna was Dhritarashtra at the end of his life. This person had been implicated in many things which were not all right, many sinful things. One of them was that he tolerated his evil son Duryodhana rising to power. Dhritarashtra could have intervened and avoided the battle of Kurukshetra, but because he was totally entangled and overwhelmed, he was drawn to the side of injustice. So at the end of his life, Vidura approached him and said something which is very encouraging. He said, "My dear brother, you can become free from all this by just fixing your mind on the lotus feet of Krishna, who is worshipped with beautiful, erudite verses by great sages and saintly persons." And then he said, "If one simply chants the holy name of Krishna, this holy name will arise within one's heart like the powerful sun and will immediately dissipate all the darkness of ignorance. Therefore, whatever is our condition, pure or impure, by coming in contact with Krishna, thinking of him, chanting his holy name, his purifying potency will act in such a way that everything is dispelled, like the darkness gets dispelled when the sun rises."